the sound. And get crazy, have some fun. Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. Solo episode, big announcement. I don't know when I'm going to drop the announcement. Maybe I'm going to be a super douche and wait. There is one thing that I wanted to talk about with you guys solo before I go into it and talk about what changes are happening with the show and everything. But the first day of school has happened. It is upon us. I hope that by the time you are listening to this, you are well into what I call first day of freedom. Hallelujah. Yes, they have returned to the hallowed halls of public education. And for any of you who, either way, whether you're a working parent or you're a stay-at-home parent, it's still great to have that sweet, sweet respite of time to yourself. Hallelujah. Even though you love them, right? We all love them.
I don't give a to them.
But we do love them. But it's funny how it's I don't think there's anything wrong with us needing a little bit of time to ourselves. And especially if both parents are working, like you got the camps. But it almost seems like that's more hectic because, you know, it's very hard to find daycare and there's, you know, an added expense. So I do believe, much like I talked about Achtung Baby, where in Germany they celebrate the beginning of school, whereas here in America, we more celebrate the end of school, especially if you're the student. And but parents celebrate the beginning of the school year. I'm excited. My life has shifted a little bit. I've always kind of made choices that were built around my family, which is, I know, kind of a no-dur. We all do. But it's, you know, I left the road doing stand-up because I realized that I was building a life where I wasn't happy being away from my wife and kids. I am a guy who likes to be the dad. Right now I'm coaching the tackle football team. And by coaching, I mean, I'm the defensive backs and wide receiver coach. And I have the least experience of everybody there as far as like coaching kids at this level and everything. I'm having a good time and I'm enjoying it, but I do feel like I'm letting the team down, but I've said in previous shows this summer, and I feel bad that I haven't been able to keep up with the weekly episodes. I really can't stress that enough, that I do feel like that's important, and I hope you guys understand that and can feel that, because it's not just about it. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around that, the idea that people kind of rely on this to either occupy their mind, distract them a little, or maybe lighten their day a little bit, or I don't know. I get emails from people a lot, and they do energize me, and I've gotten quite a few this summer. But I don't know. I can't really pinpoint why everybody listens to the show, if there is a reason. But I understand that there is a responsibility that comes with that great power. And I don't like letting people down, I guess, is the point of what I'm trying to make. And some of you have been around from the beginning, when I started the show back in the day with Bill Glass. And that was almost 10 years ago, because Jacob was, I don't think he was quite one or two, because, yeah, it was a couple years into the show, I think, before Jack was born. But about 10 years I've been doing the show, a little bit under. And it's been great. I love it. I love doing the segments on Gary and Shannon, but the stuff that happened with my health, which I don't think was really truly a huge deal. Maybe I'm also not really seeing it for what it is. But when I got, you know, diverticulitis back in June, and, you know, found out that, you know, they take a piece of your colon, and then if it gets bad, right? And luckily I caught it in time, but that there would be a lot of complications that would really impact my life, and then the whole radio thing has kind of taken a turn for me, in that it just doesn't look like it's going to work out, which is fine. But I need to start. I've been very fortunate in my life in that I have been able to pursue my passions and my dreams. And I think other people who are not living in my low self-esteem brain would say that it's because I have a talent, like I have an ability. Honestly, I think it's because I have a work ethic and have pursued it more than it is a talent. I don't see myself as a talented person. It's hard for me. I just came off saying that I see I feel a sense of responsibility and obligation to do the show for the people who appreciate it and enjoy it, because I know what it's like to appreciate things and enjoy them. But it's very hard for me to understand why. And I say all this so that you can hopefully understand my mindset and where I'm coming from. So here's the big announcement. I think this will probably, I don't know, depending on how long it takes me to get through all of this, I might just tack it on to another episode. But I need to shift the way that the show is taken in. I've tried, just so you know, in the entire life of this show, there was about a 2 or 3 month span where I made about $400. I think there was 1 month that I made $500. And I'm not complaining. I know that it's hard to monetize podcasting. And trust me, it is not lost on me that if I was better or if I was great, then I would, you know, I could potentially have huge audiences like Marc Maron and Joe Rogan, Adam Carolla. I'm not good enough. That's the fact of the matter. But I do believe that the show is important to some people, right? Maybe not all of you that even listen to the show. That I don't know. So I've tried doing like the donation thing. Many of you still do that, and it means the world to me. And where, you know, you pay $2 a month for PayPal, but at the most we had just about 90 people. It was like, I think 87 was the highest that we got, that people were doing either $24 a year or $2 a month. And then that's kind of, you know, ticked down because I stopped pushing it. I tried the Patreon thing. A lot of you are big into Patreon. And I think it's because, for me, honestly, it's hard for me to pull away from what I've got going on, like pursuing with my career or whatever, and devote more energy and time to this when, you know, there's stuff that I do either with the school or with the kids or anything. I hope this isn't coming out wrong. I hope you guys are listening to this and you can relate or understand where I'm coming from and are going, you know, stop worrying about it. But point is that the shift is going to happen. If you go to thedadpodcast.com right now, it says as of August 1st, and I just feel like there hasn't been enough episodes. So I'm going to move that. I'm not going to change the text on it, but starting September 1st, the only way to get the full show is if you do either $5 a month or $50 a year. And that'll give you the full hour plus show that I'll do. There will be no commercial breaks. The first 20 minutes of the show will continue to go out on the free feed because I have obligations to sponsors for at least the next year. And I don't think I'll ever change that part of it. But we'll do the first anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes. And this could all change. I don't know. But my hope is that if even a good enough chunk of people find the show interesting enough or good enough to pay that, then this could be my gig. And I don't know that I deserve to have a gig as great as just, you know, sitting here laughing, telling goofy stories or bitching about being a dad. I don't know. We're going to find that out. It's important to me that you know that this is something that I've been thinking about for the last 6 months and or more, actually. Wow. Since about the beginning of the year. And I've teetered back and forth in it for years prior, but I just... When I did a SurveyMonkey a while ago when we first moved over to the Blog Talk Radio Network that we're on now, which I think is now going to be Nest or something. I can't remember the name. They just got bought up. But anyway, when I moved over there, a lot of people said, no, I don't want to pay. Let the sponsors pay. And so that's why I've done each of those models. The past couple of years, I've tried sponsorship models, and it works out to be about the same as the donation thing. And so For people who are big time into podcasting, we'll remember Ricky Gervais first had the largest podcast. It was the most downloaded show until Adam Carolla came on the scene and beat his numbers. But he famously tried to switch it to where you paid like $1 or something like that a month, and he lost 97% of his audience like that out of nowhere. So maybe that's the case. If I lose 97% of this audience, then chances are it won't work out. I won't be able to sustain myself and do it, but I will refund everybody's money. I'm not doing anything with the money or anything like that, but I'm a guy who's fairly responsible with his money, and I do okay, but with me leaving radio, I invested a lot of my savings and stuff, trying to make it make sense for to try to radio, because I just always felt like I was almost there. And I hate the idea that I'm somehow burdening you guys with a choice that I made that was maybe a poor choice. I don't see it as a poor choice. There's no really way to know. I mean, we talk about that in parenting, right? Where you don't really know if what you're doing while you're doing it is the exact right thing. Like, it's unfortunate that you always have to wait till after it's done. And usually that after it's done takes decades. It's not even in the next, you know, few days for a lot of the choices that we make in the moment. But I depleted a lot of savings and stuff because I was working for minimum wage, trying to prove myself, just trying to get on the air. And when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, I don't care if I'm burning a bridge at this point. When it looked like it was not going to happen, I asked for a raise because I was doing work that warranted about twice what I was earning. It could be argued that's my opinion if I'm on the other side of that table, but my opinion was based on contracts that they had in place with the union and blah, blah, blah. And just as that was all kind of came to a head, unbeknownst to me, there was talk of maybe giving me a show somewhere. And I didn't know about it. And then when somebody came to me and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this? It's probably a few months down the road. And then there were changes that were made. And I said, hey, you know, is this still an option? Like what? And they said, no. Basically, a lot of people thought it was okay, and I am making the assumption. Nobody else has told me this. This is me speculating entirely, but the person in upper management who I had to basically was saying I'm not worth what I thought I was asking for, and I dug my heels in the ground. He shot down the show they were going to give me a shot at doing. And it hurt. I'm not going to lie. It really hurt. It hurt when you invest in a company so much, not only financially, but just of yourself, like trying to work hard. I'm sure many of you can relate to this and to feel like it's, you know, it didn't work out. And I know that shit happens. I'm not that immature, but I'm not going to lie and say because I cared about the work I was doing and was passionate about the career path I wanted to pursue and wanted to prove my worth and to find out that I was almost there, because I firmly believe if they would put me on the airwaves that there would be a lot of people, much like you that listen to this podcast, that there's a lot of people who maybe would feel better and get to walk through life unlike me, who worry about whether or not they're being a good enough father or a good enough mother, you know? And so that's why I made this decision. I mean, I said, you know what? I'm just going to go do it on my own and I'm going to put all my chips in. And I'll see if people really like this show. And if they do really like the show, then I could do it. And I can tell you that if everybody did it, if everybody that listens to the show came over to the new format, right, and did the premium, I would be doing very well, but I would be able to reinvest a lot of that money into doing things for you guys. I'm not a televangelist looking to walk around, you know, get a personal jet to fly around because I conned a bunch of parents who are just trying to get make a living into giving me $5 a month. That's, you know, I'm not talking about that. But my point is that instead of right now me trying to build a real estate career, that if everybody signed up, I would be able to not necessarily worry. I'm not going to lie and say I'm going to stop doing the real estate stuff, because it was kind of my plan all along, was that once I had hit an end road with all of my other options and pursued kind of my dreams and passions, that I knew that was a nice job that I would enjoy and I thought I had an aptitude for. So, but I would not necessarily have to rely solely on that for income, that it would truly, truly help me out. So if you go to thedadpodcast.com, there are two links right there on the homepage. There's still the player where you can listen to all of the past episodes. I'm not doing anything with them at this time. Nothing's changing there. I'm not going to pull anything. I hope that you understand that this isn't a move. And if something I'm doing is being perceived as that, please shoot me an email, because I guarantee you it's a misunderstanding. I've had people involved with this show that have told me, you know, literally when I would argue about trying to grow the brand of it and stuff like that. And I go, well, if we did that, that's kind of like a slap in the face to the listeners. And those people involved with the show would say, well, who cares about them? Like, it's about growing this thing. And I'm not saying I'm better than those people, but I'm saying that I want you guys to know that I do care about the listeners. And if I'm making a ton of money and it means that once a year we can have, I don't know why you would want this, but I assume it's something I would want if there was a podcast I enjoyed and we could do a raffle or some kind of thing where I come to your house and we do either a show at your place or I could do some stand up and a show at your place, or hell, I'll just come and take your family out to dinner. I don't know. I don't know what that is, because we have to make this move and then let things shift. But I can tell you that if I'm making enough money to pay my bills and not living off of my sugar mama of a wife, then it changes things. It changes things for my focus. It changes things for what I could do creatively. It changes things for what I can invest, not just time, but even financially into the show. I'm not going to be the guy who is going to be making a ton of money off of this premium subscription and then all of a sudden say, and now we have merch that you can also pay for. Like, I'm at a point in my life. I'm not sad about becoming 40 in any way, shape, or form. But to me, I was like, 40 is a time where I got to really make sure that I'm taking care of not just me and what I want to do, but I got to do right by my wife, especially why do I do this every time I'm by myself? It's so sad. But my wife literally supported me to start a stand-up career. And it was not easy in the beginning. And then and then there were financial rewards, and she's always believed in me. And so I can't constantly be the guy who expects her to foot the bill while I go and fuck around. That's the God's honest truth. So again, go to thedadpodcast.com. You could sign up for any one of those options. Now, there are a bunch of you who listen to the show and have consistently paid $24 a year, $2 a month, even though all I had to offer was my comedy albums and a sex coaster thing that you could cut out and put on top of a coaster. That's all I had. And those people will continue to get the show for that price. There are a lot of logistics that I need to learn, and so I will ask that you will be patient with me. And that if at any point during this process, if you feel like you're getting ripped off or not getting what you have paid for, then let me know and I will refund your money and I will hold no ill will towards you. I'm not going to get on here and say, Jeff from Massachusetts just asked for $5 back. What a fuck knuckle. That's not who I am. But I hope, I believe there's a part of me, honestly, that does believe that, you know, all of you guys get it. You get where I'm coming from. You get where my heart's at. You get why I'm doing this. And if in any way I've let you down or hurt you because it seems like I'm you know, making a cash grab, I sincerely apologize. And I don't feel like that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to make it to where it makes sense. I don't think I would ever stop doing the show. I don't know. I can't commit to that. But I would be shocked for me just to stop doing the show altogether. That doesn't really make sense. I mean, I've got a couple other podcasts with one I do with producer Michelle from the Bill Handel Show back when I used to work with her, and now she's an executive producer for all of KFI. And so we do a show from time to time when there's time. But this one is the flagship podcast. I mean, it's got the biggest audience. It's the brand that I feel the most connected to, and the listenership I feel the most connected to. Although the Gamerland podcast about video games, there's a lot of really cool people that have stayed really loyal to that show. But my plan was is that when I didn't think I was going to get on the air, I was going to try and see if I couldn't build up a podcasting business. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to use the money made from the Dad podcast to try and funnel into the other shows or anything like that. If I could pay my bills and then do something extra for the listeners, that's my plan, because that's who I am. So, yeah, I think a bigger part of this too, he's fine. I doubted whether or not I was going to tell the story, because I'm just trying to give you guys an idea of where my head's at. That's all. I just want you to know where I'm coming from and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And yesterday I was at football practice. Yesterday, Jack had his first day of school. He went to school. Everything was great. And then out of nowhere, he just started throwing up and he had a headache. And then we came home, got him cleaned up, and then he just fell asleep, took a 2-hour nap. So we figured, oh, I just got a stomach bug. Maybe it's something he ate. And then he woke up and he was fine. As I was going to take Jacob to football practice, and then while I'm at football practice, I get a call saying he, you know, he threw up four more times, even though he had nothing to eat or drink. So there obviously isn't a lot coming up, but he was getting kind of clammy, and he was never spiked a fever at any point. So they take him to urgent care, and his heart rate was accelerated, like it was really high, and his body temp was down at like 95. And I'm sure there are people who listen to the show that are, I know we have a couple pharmacists and some, like a nurse too, who know that maybe that's not a big deal, but it's hard when you're at football practice with the other kid and your wife is telling you that, you know, the doctor's advising that you take your son to a children's hospital to have him admitted because he needs more tests. And thankfully this doctor, when I said to him, I go, well, I'm at football practice with my son. Is this something I need to blow out of here for? And he said, no, no, this is all precautionary. We just need more tests and the hospital is going to be better suited to run those tests. We don't even have the equipment here. He goes, it's just better if they get him admitted, they can monitor him. It turns out he took an anti-nausea pill and some ibuprofen at the urgent care, but he immediately hurled it. So but by the time he got to the hospital, even though he threw up again on the way to the hospital, that some reason he perked up a little bit and was able to keep down the anti-nausea pill and then the ibuprofen and then started taking in some fluids because he was slightly dehydrated, not bad. And today he's totally fine. We kept him home from school, but it's, you know, you have those things. And I know, trust me, guys, I know that there are a lot of you that are going through far worse. Right. I get that. I'm not saying that my life is hard or difficult by any stretch of the imagination. We're all struggling. Right. We're not struggling in the sense that there's some of us. Right. That are genuinely struggling. I get that. But I mean, there are some of us that we're just struggling just because we just want to do the right thing. And we're just carrying through. We're carrying the stress of the life that we're trying to handle with us. And I don't know. I hope you can understand where my heart is. I sincerely hope you can understand why. And I think most important to me is that you can understand my mindset in that it's hard for me to imagine people having an interest in this. And I'm not saying that to provide a guilt trip to make you think that you have to do it. That's not my point. My point is that I have a fear that you guys are going to think, oh, he thinks that we should pay for this. Well, la-ti-da. And I can't promise you the show is going to be different. I think that what I've been trying to do is trying to grow the audience and try by through formatting the show and stuff like that. To me, what I like about this show is just getting another dad or another mom or hell, even two of them in here and just shooting the breeze and laughing about our life. Like that to me is what I want the show to be. And then I think there are also times where I could come in and I don't like necessarily doing it with a guest because it makes it, for some reason in my mind, seem a little disingenuous. But when I do these solo episodes, usually it's because I'm inspired to do them because there's something going on in my life that I think is a little bit heavier. And I want to make sure that I'm not just using my humor as a defense mechanism to skirt the issue, because I think that there are a lot of us that are going through these kinds of things, you know, and that I've gotten emails from people that it's helped them to feel better about what they're going through. Because like I've said, is that they feel like they're not alone. So that's what I want the show to be. So it's don't expect there to be a bunch of bells and whistles. I mean, I think a lot of people are recommending that I get a video camera in here because people would want to see it. I know people are curious about the streaming part of it. I think if I have a set, if I'm making enough money to where this becomes my gig, then I can have a more consistent schedule. Or if I hear from a bunch of you that, because I feel like you guys like the live stream mostly because you get to chat with other listeners, right? And there are other listeners that you hang out with, Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast page and all of that stuff. So, I don't know. I noticed that our audience was growing the more when I was recording at a consistent time, and all of that stuff. But the reason I'm falling down this rabbit hole is my point is to say is that if you're on the fence about this, I can't promise you that the show is going to be the same as it is now. I can't promise you that it's going to be better because you're paying. But if you enjoy this show and you're like, I'd pay $5 a month for that to hear him once a week, then yeah. And I can also tell you that it changes things where I won't do the thing where I disappear for 2 weeks. I will tell you that I, you know, we'll set up like a vacation schedule, you know what I mean? Or if that's a deal breaker for a lot of people, then I can pre-record some episodes to run through like, say, Christmas time or you know, something along those lines. But there would be predetermined, you know, kind of days off. But I guess I'm just saying I don't take it lightly that you're spending your hard-earned money for me to, you know, borderline screw around in my backyard for your entertainment. But I like I hope that this gives us the ability to do kind of like what the Naptime Radio ladies were doing with a sanity check, where we can do meetups and all that kind of stuff. And then it frees me up to be able to devote some time to that beyond coming out here and recording and booking guests and stuff like that. Because then it can financially make sense. And that's hard for me to say out loud, but I'm babbling and I'm talking in circles. So one more time, if you go to thedadpodcast.com, right there are links and you could subscribe, and there should be a welcome show so that you know that you're getting it right. Please bear with me. Understand there will be technical challenges, and I will do my damnedest to figure out how we can make this happen. The service that I'm using, I've learned so far, is the only service I know that will do this for me. But when I've emailed them for kind of like, you know, tech support questions, it's mostly automated. Like they don't have somebody dedicated. But I'm willing to bet money if all of a sudden there's a bunch of people signing up, that they can also devote some resources to me. They don't take a huge cut of it, which is what I was shocked by. But they will be obviously making some money off of it too. And yeah, so thank you. If this is a deal breaker for you, I can't imagine you've listened this far into this big announcement. But if you have, I sincerely apologize. And I do mean that. I'm not just saying that. I'm sorry if I have let you down and you're of the mindset. Because there are a lot of people. It's like, no, it's a podcast. It's supposed to be free. I disagree. Well, I disagree to a certain extent in that I think podcasting is shifting. And I think you're seeing more and more advertisers come in. But what I've learned about an advertising model is that you're beholden to the advertiser, right? You have to try to placate and build a show that gathers a big enough crowd for the advertiser. And that's just not how I'm wired. Like, even when I was doing stand-up, I was like, I had multiple bookers who were like, all you talk about is having kids. We want to get college kids in here and everything. I'm like, no, I just want families. I want families to come and see my show, so I can make them laugh about the craziness of their life and remind them how much they love each other, and maybe make the moms feel a little bit more sexy so the dads can get laid. Like, that was, I know it sounds stupid, but that's kind of my whole mentality. And it carries over into the show. This show replaces my outlet for needing to write material and stuff like that. So if you love the show, if you love the show and you're like, this is great, I think this is a great idea and everything, and you want to do me a solid, shoot me an email to show@thedadpodcast.com, because I'm not going to lie. I'm a little insecure about it. And I know the right thing to do is come on here and go, no, guys, listen, this is a great thing for you. This is a really great thing. And I think it can be. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. But I'd be lying if I didn't. It's a fear of failure. That's what it is. I just put my finger on it. It's a fear of failure, is that if I do this, right, and again, this isn't a guilt trip, but what I'm doing now is I'm making another step towards, like, just how quote unquote talented are you? You know what I mean? This thing that you cared about, just how good is it? And I wouldn't blame you if you're like, not that good, dude, not that good. There's others that are better, and I get it. I totally, totally get it. But I think it's time for you guys to tell me that with some tough love. Right, is to say, hey, it's time for you to move on. Go sell real estate and do that thing. You do an okay show, and that's that, my man. And I will accept that, and I guarantee it's not going to hurt my feelings. Not at this point in the game, I don't think. I'd be shocked by it, but we'll see. Sorry for my babbling. I'm sorry that I have to keep changing things, and I appreciate you sincerely. I say sincerely a lot because I'm always worried that people don't take me sincere because they always think I'm kidding about stuff. But I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show more than I can ever express or than you will ever know. Even if you decide that you're like, I can't make that make sense for me financially. Like, I totally get it. It doesn't change my appreciation level one bit. And I hope that comes through. So thank you for listening. I hope that you guys will stick around and continue with the new format. Like I said, there will be no commercial breaks. I'm just going to get somebody in here and we're going to shoot the breeze. Maybe we'll keep the segments. If you like the segments and want to give me some feedback, shoot me segments that you love, because in this format, I can't promise I'm going to make everybody happy, because I think if I try to make everybody happy, just like in stand-up, I'm going to make nobody happy. But I guarantee you that if you shoot me an idea of something and it jives with what a bunch of people are saying, even if I disagree with it, I'm going to play to the audience. I'm going to play to the audience that's in the room, because that's what I know how to do. Whoever's the 200 people that are sitting there in the room, I'm going to play to them, right? Like that's my stand-up background. And that's what I'm trying to do with this show, is just get whoever's in the room that wants to hear Justin wax poetic, get super sappy, cry every once in a while like he doesn't understand the podcasts are recorded and he can just make a new episode or edit that part out. If that's your cup of tea, then great. And I think I'm going to stick to the format of having multiple guests unless that gets in the way of the product, I think. And then maybe, I don't know, I can't see me trying out another co-host. I don't see that happening, because it I don't know why, but it doesn't work. I really don't know why. I would be willing to accept full blame for it, but as far as what it does for the listenership, it just doesn't seem to work out. But now I'm falling down another rabbit hole. Thank you guys. Thank you guys again for everything. It's Just Worship saying, hug your kids, hump your loved one, and stay frosty, my friends.